This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Millions of students in high schools and colleges across the country were just graduated in the past couple months. Many of them know what's next. They might have a job lined up, or maybe they're headed off to college for a degree or another degree. Some are going to go in the armed forces. Others will be going to work. But for every student who knows what she wants to do, there are plenty more who might not know where to start, what career they want, or even whether they need college at all. And that's where a new literary mixtape could come in handy. And yes, we'll get into what a literary mixtape is in a moment here. I should also warn listeners, if you are particularly sensitive to swear words, there's a mild one in the title of this work, which I am going to read now. It's called Damn, I Graduate in May, a literary mixtape for life after high school and college. And in case we get calls, it's actually okay because damn in the title is spelled with the at sign instead of an A. The author of this work is Peoria's Mark Supreme, who says even after graduating with 3 degrees and 2 internships, he didn't wake up to his dream job, and it took him years to figure out why. He's recruited for Southern Illinois University and Northern Illinois University, and right now he's program director for a hip-hop radio station in Peoria. Mark Supreme joins us now. Mark, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being with us. And Mark, are you there? You may be muted. All right, Mark, we are going to try to see what we have going on with our technical issues. For now, I will invite you to join our conversation at 800-222-9455. If you have questions about what to do after graduation, or maybe you have somebody in your life who is struggling to figure out what to do, this could be after high school, after college, even after graduate school. Some people are still trying to figure out what to do to make their lives work. 800-222-9455. 55 is the number. That's 800-222-9455. Mark, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. Glad to have you here. Welcome to the 21st Show. I want to start off with something you included right at the beginning of the mixtape, and this is your high school transcript. I will let you say as much or as little about that as you want, but why did you include it and draw attention to it?
Oh, I mean, let's be honest. The grades were dismal. It is what it is. I just wanted to. So it was a couple things. Just wanted to be able to relate to the students that read it, because not all students are going to be, you know, high achieving academic scholars. But one thing that I kind of laid out in the commencement speech that I did for Illinois Central College last May was that, you know, you can start from humble beginnings academically and still walk in the spaces that you want to once you're career begins to blossom. And so I just wanted students to know that, you know, I didn't have it all together. And yes, I did graduate college and I did get a master's degree and all those things. But this was my beginning. So you can do it too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as somebody who went to 2 undergraduate institutions and took a few more years than standard themselves, I definitely hear you on that. So let's talk about your life's journey, though. You graduated from high school, from college, multiple times even. What happened after that?
So after that, and again, I went to Illinois Central College, had to go to community college because, again, 1.8 GPA, it's in the book. And so then I went to Illinois Central College, went on to SIU Carbondale and studied journalism, wrote for the Daily Egyptian, got to cover, you know, Obama's election in Grant Park, interviewed Fidel Castro's daughter, so that was pretty cool. So I had some pretty neat moments in my undergraduate career, and then went to University of Illinois Springfield, where I was in the PAR program and worked for a CBS outlet in Springfield and covered politics and things like that. After that, I came back to Peoria, and I didn't have too many – I wasn't very demanding as far as where my start would be. I just wanted to get a solid start in media in some capacity, and I started working for a community radio station here in Peoria and just tried to figure out my way, and it wasn't really – the ceiling was a lot lower than I anticipated, and, you know, I was told, you know, you got to go to a bigger market, you got to go to a bigger market. You already got the small town experience, now it's time to move up. And so I was talked into by several people and then, like, did my own research. So I went to L.A., and I was like, you know, if you want to do media, if you want to do entertainment, you got to go where that's happening. So I went to L.A., fell flat on my face, couldn't find a job even at McDonald's. And so after, you know, I had a couple of odd jobs there, didn't work out. So I came back home, tried to recalibrate. And then after about a year or two, you know, I was ready to launch again because, again, Peoria, even though I love Peoria, didn't have what I thought I needed at the time to be successful in media. And so up and went to Atlanta with a little bit more money, a little bit more know-how from L.A. And in both of these cities, I realized, and I talk about this in the book with regard to liberal arts degrees, especially entertainment and things like that, where your degrees, you know, I'd highlight, you know, I went to college, and especially out in L.A., they're like, oh, that's cute. Like, it's cute. Like, what are you talking about? It's cute. Like, you know, I'm here to work. And so it was just a whirlwind, and I really had an agonizing decade of my 20s just trying to figure out how did I graduate and still not end up remotely close to where I thought I was going to be when I had friends that graduated high school, went straight to the workforce, and were doing a ton better than me. And then, you know, just cut the story short a little bit, while I was living in Atlanta, I got a call from SIU Carbondale to come recruit, and I didn't know that that would turn into what it has been now. But it looks like it might have been the best decision I made, but we're still trying to figure it out.
We'll see. Yeah, the work is still in progress. All right. I didn't realize you were in the PAR program in Springfield. That's excellent. I was myself well. So, all right. We're going to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back. If you want to join us, especially if you or maybe you have a young person in your life who is struggling to figure out what to do, we have some advice in the form of Mark Supreme's book or literary mixtape. It's called Damn, I Graduate in May, and it's geared for students coming out of high school and college. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation today. 800-222-9455. More to come after a short break. Stay with us. This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. It is coming to the end of graduation season here, college, high school. A lot of young people are trying to figure out what to do next. Maybe they have that degree. Do they get another one? Do they go to law school, med school? Do they get a job, military? If that describes you or someone who is young in your life, give us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. 455. We're talking about all this with Mark Supreme of Peoria, who is out with a literary mixtape called Damn, I Graduate in May, a literary mixtape for life after high school and college. And let's talk about that. What is a literary mixtape? What sets that apart from, say, your average bookstore self-help book?
Thank you for asking. So I really, as you mentioned, I'm the program director for Strictly Pop 90.7 FM. I'm a hip hop head. I love rap. And so I wanted to take a different approach to book writing. So this wasn't meant to be a super long, drawn out 300-400 page book with a whole lot of jargon and over the head, you know, concepts and things like that. I wanted, I don't want to say not a lot of research, but just not a lot of, you know, work cited in all the proper ways that we mentioned the PAR program and, you know, the right way to write and things like that. This wasn't all of that. And so I paralleled that to like a mixtape. So when rappers dropped two type of projects in the last couple of decades, you got your album, which is like you bring in all the big wigs, producers, and, you know, you request to use samples from whether it be Rolling Stones or Beatles or something like that. And this is this whole massive situation. But then they also drop mixtapes where it's like, look, I just got something on my chest and I want to get it out in the form of a project. And it's not going to be a whole drawn out thing. It's going to be good content, but it's not going to be this whole everything is done. We're not going to sit in the box for this, right? And so that was my approach to this book. It was just a combination of my experiences in dream chasing, career-wise after college, coupled with just insights that I acquired throughout my time recruiting, the 7 years that I did recruiting in high school, recruiting in high schools and colleges, and, you know, going off the questions that I was asked by parents and students, and just wanted to fuse those two together and provide this offering to really address a lot of things that I heard on the road.
So one of the things you do in the book, one of the first things you do in the book is to deconstruct this idea. It's pervasive in our culture that you need to go to college to be successful. And you say that's, quote, a sales pitch dressed in the American dream, and every college's job is to convince you that it has the best path for you to get there, end quote. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are people listening to this right now who maybe made it through college, they've got that debt, and are asking themselves, what was the point? Say more about that.
It's really about just helping students understand. The biggest thing that I wanted to express and that I wanted to come across is that my generation, your generation, and the generations before both of us were really, we were all indoctrinated with the theory or the idea that, you know, if you go to college, then all your dreams come true. If you don't go to college, you're going to end up flipping burgers. I know we've all heard the flipping burgers thing or garbage man or something like that. But if you go to college, then this will not be you. And you'll be so much better off than everybody else was. And so we took that ideology and we went to college for that. We oftentimes didn't even know what we wanted to do. We just knew that college was the answer to make sure that we're going to be better off economically, live better lives and things like that. And so what I wanted the readers to understand is that, you know, college is a door to opportunity, but not necessarily a seat for success. And I wanted to dispel the notion that, you know, if you just go to college, you'll be okay. College doesn't equal success. It just means that you're educated. You got to figure out success on your own still. That's kind of what I just wanted to give. I wanted to provide that backdrop to readers to let them know that you're not going to pay this money, and then now you can just sit back and relax because you're just going to matriculate through, you know, the university, and everything is going to be okay. And it's the job of these colleges to make sure that you stay with the mindset that you need them to be successful. And this is not to knock college at all. I still believe in higher education fully, but college needs to be approached for what it is, and that's a tool to be leveraged. And so just, it's really about, and again, this isn't telling students to go to college. It's not telling students to not go to college. This book is just really about helping them figure it out. And then if college is the answer to helping you get to your end goal, then this is how you do it. This is not about giving everyone, hey, here's the answer for you, here's the answer for you, here's the answer for you, because we all have different aspirations. Mm-hmm. We all have different goals. We all come from different backgrounds, but it's just to help provide some framework into the thinking of how to approach higher education.
All right. Let's say someone does decide to go to college. To give people an example of some of the advice they might find in the book, you talk about two different kind of undergrads, the Drakes and the Migos majors. Say more about that and the difference between the two.
Hey, and that's a lot of people's favorite chapter. And also speaking of, about, you know, the mixtape approach, if you look at the beginning, it's not a table of contents, it's a track list. So it's like a music-based, approach or whatever. So on that track or in that chapter, I talk about the difference between majors, Drake majors and Migos majors. Now, if you follow hip-hop music, you know, Drake is, a superstar up there with the Jay-Z's and Beyonce's and things like that. He raps, he sings, he produces, he's all in one. The Migos, however, is a group, a trio of rappers that make up the Migos. Each of them are legitimate musicians and poets in their own right, but it takes three of them to make the Migos. Now, when you think about what it takes to be successful after high school or after college, you kind of need three basic things. You need to be educated, you need to be you need to have the network, and you need to have the experience. Those are the three fundamental things that we all need to be successful: experience, education, and network. Now with Drake, he has all those things in one. And so what are those majors that have all those things in one? Those are your teaching majors, your nursing majors, oftentimes accounting majors. Why? Because they give you the education, but they also require you to have some experiential learning ahead of graduation. Like you can't graduate and become a teacher without having student teaching experience. You can't be a nurse without your clinicals and so on. And so They give you the education, they require the experience, and through the experience, you develop the network. And so that's
So the Drake is like the professional job. It's training you for a job, right? Yeah.
it's training, but it's giving you everything you need before you actually graduate.
I
So
got it.
when you
Yeah.
graduate with your nursing degree, you've got the education, you've been forced to get the experience because it's a part of your graduation, and by way of your experience, you get the network because you worked with these nurses before. So when you graduate, you're not just aimlessly looking for jobs. You can actually go back to the spots where you did internships at, and then you can get with those network of people and figure out, hey, what's going on in there? You guys hiring, blah, blah, blah. Now, when you go to the Migos majors, you got three different rappers, and these represent the three different pillars that you need to be, to get on your way to be successful in whatever industry. And so, again, your three rappers, you got the Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff, and then, those are rappers, and then your pillars are your education, experience, and network. Well, take journalism, for example. You and I, we all did journalism. And take away the PR program. You're just going undergrad journalism, undergrad photography, undergrad anthropology, whatever, right? Those majors, in most schools, they only give you the education. They give you all the education, but they only give you the education. It's incumbent upon you to figure out your internship. It's incumbent upon you to figure out your network. And so if you go to school for, say, photography, you can go through flying colors, magna cum laude, straight A's all across the board, and you're killing it. And you graduate without any experience, without any network. Your photography degree is going to be rather null when you get out trying to use that to leverage a career. And the biggest mistake students make is approaching a Migos major as if it were a Drake major. And what I mean by that is just going to school and anticipating that everything is included. Everything's not included in those liberal arts degrees. You know what I mean? And so if you go to school for photography, you graduate straight A's, but you don't have a lick of experience, you don't develop a resume, you don't develop a portfolio, you're going to graduate wondering how come you're not a big time photographer. Well, it's because you treated a Migos major like a Drake major. You still need to go get your experience and, most importantly, your network and your portfolio to build yourself up and be successful in that capacity.
We only have about 5 minutes left, a little less, in our conversation. I want to hit a few quick ideas that you touch on that I think are interesting and important. One is community college. People sell that idea short, right? Or some do anyway. Say more about that briefly.
So the thing is, community college can be your best friend, especially if, A, you don't know what you want to do, you don't know what you want to become, you don't know what you want to study, or B, if you're in my situation, your grades were terrible, you can't get into a 4-year anyway, right? 1.8 GPA, you're not just going to cruise into a state school or a private school. I live in Peoria, Illinois. So you're not going to cruise into Bradley. You're not going to cruise into SIU or anything like that, but you still need to have access to higher education. And the community colleges are the most beautiful way and the cheapest way to get yourself back in the game and to start fresh. When you get to college, your GPA starts over at zero. And so it really gives students like me a second chance to take advantage of higher education. And I think people need to take advantage of that and take advantage of those extreme discounts that come along with going to school at a community college.
Another point you hit on is jobs in the trades. I know a former journalist who I'm sure is now probably tripled his salary because he went and became a union electrician.
Yikes. Yikes, yeah. It's the trades, man. So I think one of the problems that we have in society and that students are grappling with, they're feeling like the pressure to go to college and to do the traditional 4-year has students feeling like those are their only options. And there's so many jobs out there and careers and just ways of making money that sometimes don't involve the 4-year track that students feel like aren't a option for them, or they don't even know that these occupations exist. And so, when you grow up, you hear it all the time in third, fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade. What do you want to be when you grow up? You can be a doctor. You can be a lawyer. You can be, and these all oftentimes revolve around 4-year degrees. And so, what we wanted to make sure that we highlighted in this book is to let students know that there are trade options. There's, 1 year, 1 year, programs that can get you in the game, 2-year programs that can get you in the game, different certificates and things like that. But all of this needs to be predicated off of what I put in the beginning. What do you want to do? I talk to students all the time that, they're like, you guys got psychology. I'm like, yeah, when I was recruiting, you guys got psychology? Like, yeah. You want to be a psychologist? They're like, no. You want to be a psychiatrist? They're like, no. I'm like, what the heck are we doing psychology for? Oh, well, you know, it's a good class. I enjoyed it. You know, I think it comes easy. I think I'll be successful with that in college. I'm like, look, forget majors, forget textbooks and classes and even school. 10 years from now, you got to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, ideally, and you got to go somewhere. Find out where you want that place to be and let your academics or your next steps be predicated off of that. And
Work
then, so I
backwards,
want to make sure that, yeah, I want to make sure that students reverse engineer their goals and figure out what route they need to take to get what they want. Not to just, it's, you know, you got end justify the means or means justify the end. We're trying to help students have their end justify their means.
Mark Supreme is the author of Damn, I Graduate in May, a literary mixtape for life after high school and college. Mark, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much. It can be found at digimcoach.com. That's digimcoach.com.
All right. And we'll also put a link to that on our website at 21stshow.org. Mark, thanks again. Appreciate you being with us. And listeners, before we go, do want to hear from you about a program. I'll mention this briefly. We are working on it for later this week. Actually, I think it's coming up tomorrow. Yes. It is about gender-affirming care. Several states have banned gender-affirming care for trans youth. It's still available in Illinois, but it's a difficult landscape for trans kids and teens and their families to navigate. We want to know what questions you have about how gender-affirming care works for trans youth, what effect you think care bans are having, and especially if you know any trans youth in your life, how they're doing. You can let us know by emailing talk at 21stshow.org, talk at 21stshow.org, or leave us a message on our voicemail line anytime, 217-321-21 is the number for that. 217-300-2121. Again, you can find our email address, our phone number, as well as links to our podcast and every other way to connect and listen to us on our website, 21stshow.org, 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our intern is Owen Henderson. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.